95.9 Bob FM, 8:15 as we make it through on a finally Friday with the Good Guys Get Up and Go show. Becky Reed is here. How are you doing, Becky?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, Shane?
I'm doing all right. How did you do at the health and safety fair? Everything go all right?
It was great.
What does the bike do? Doesn't it mix? Isn't there a blender on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So I have a blend. I actually have two blender bikes, an adult and a child size.
You do.
And it has an apparatus on the front, so you put your blender on. It's the high dollar blender, not just your regular cheap one you
right,
have at your
sure,
house.
Yes.
So it's the most expensive one-wheeled bike that doesn't go anywhere. But
right.
It's super fun at community events, and kids get to pedal, and we have the blender attachment, so we made smoothies.
How many people in the world do you think can speak the sentence, "I actually have two blender bikes"? Not very many, I would think, right?
Probably
you're in a not. Very small club.
Probably.
That's Becky Reed with K-State Research and Extension, Cali County. We have a babysitting course coming up. Tell me, it's getting to be babysitting season, of course.
Absolutely. We always try to do this kind of right after school, before all the summer craziness happens.
Right, sure.
And so this is a class, we call it Sitter Solutions, for ages 11 to 15. And it's called the class for beginning babysitters. And so we do a variety of hands-on activities. I do one in Arc City that will be on May 28th, a Thursday, and one in Winfield,
all right,
May 29th. And just good hands-on activities. Did you have a babysitter growing up?
Yes, I did. I was actually going to tell you. That was my hypothetical question for you. I told you I had a question and it's going to throw at you on the air. Think about that. What kind of tip do you give for maybe there's a rowdy child, maybe a child that doesn't want to sit still and be quiet? What what is a tip for that?
So first of all, I think for a babysitter, expecting the kids to sit quiet, that's not even a good expectation.
Okay,
right?
All right. So, well, there you go. Okay.
Yes. So really in this class, we're emphasizing a sitter is responsible for the safety of kids and entertaining. Okay. You're not there to just hang out on your phone and sleep or whatever. Like,
yeah, right.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Or watch cartoons or whatever you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
So you really need to entertain the kids and have some activities, have a game plan.
Okay.
And
all right.
Not just be like, oh, we'll just watch this video or whatever. Like,
because I think we know ignored children they'll do things to get your attention.
They'll be creative in
yes.
however they need to be.
That's
yes.
right. So, absolutely.
So yeah. So with this hypothetical wild child
yes.
named Shane.
Right.
So
absolutely.
So what was your best babysitter experience?
No, I had good babysitters. Honestly, though, you're right. Are the ones that paid attention to me. And we're like, hey, you want to play some games? Hey, you want to listen to some music? Hey, you want to... we played a lot of Monopoly, things like that. Find out the things that the kids like. And that the best ones did that. Found out what I wanted to do and had me doing it until... And then all of a sudden, mom and dad walked back through the door. And you're like... There it is.
Yeah, time went fast.
Yeah, it does. Yes. So I think that's a big key, and you're right.
So thrilled to have a variety of community partners that help me with this class. I'll have outside presenters for CPR and first aid. Now, the kids don't get certified, but they at least know all the basic skills, so they don't panic, right? They at
right,
least know,
sure.
Hey, I'm calling 911. I'm at least doing this to keep the scene safe, get the other kids where they're not going to get hurt, well, this one, whatever.
Of course.
And then also I'm partnering with parents as first teachers. They'll be talking about ages and stages what to expect, right? Like a 5-year-old can do a lot more than a 2-year-old who can do a lot
right,
more than
sure,
a 6-month-old.
Yeah.
So like understanding, like, you know, everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to be a babysitter. I'm going to watch an infant. Well, probably not in your first gig when you're 11 years old. So,
and if you are, hold on to your hat. That
yeah,
could be a whole other adventure,
especially
too.
Especially if you had all that age group as well.
Yes.
So just a really good fun stuff. We also do diaper changing on real babies. So we have families come in
oh, really?
And bring their
that's
babies
cool.
in. Just because then you get to
everyone
know.
Should do that. Yo. Yeah.
Well,
that's
you know, here we go. So it's a $10 fee. We have scholarships available. But a great class for
that's cool.
And all boys right. are always welcome. And it's also just a great
and they
class.
Need the class more.
Well, it's a great class for anybody that might be staying at home by themselves and the parents are a little like iffy about, hey, are they quite ready? So this is a really good class. Another part of this, we actually have the kids interview potential families they might babysit for, asking about, like, what are your expectations of babysitter? What do you pay? Things along that
I got you. And what do you, tell me again what those dates are
yes.
and how do I do it?
So Arc City, May 28th, Winfield, May 29th. The class is 9 to 2. You can call our office, 620-221-5450, to get registered.
I needed this class. terrible babysitter, never paying enough attention. I mean, I wouldn't let him do dangerous things, but I would often be like, oh, man, let me catch the game, or, oh, Little House on the Prairie's on. But you're right. When you're not paying attention, that's when they're most likely to be, oh, you're not paying attention to me? All right.
Yeah, they're like, we'll Mom and Dad are gone, and Shane's not paying
yes,
attention.
Yes, it's time to go. It's go time. But
there's a reason why Shane's on the radio and not leading this class.
That's right, that? Exactly. That's absolutely right. And someone responsible like you.
Other people in the community.
Yes,
to help
and you've got a network of people to help you.
We've got great folks.
Very good. Talk to me too about Farm and Art Market. Those are coming up. It's tis the season.
Yes, everything opened this last weekend and past Tuesday. Winfield is Saturdays from 8 to 11.
All right.
Tuesday is at Wilson Park in Ark City, 5 to 7 p.m. So come out. Just know
Winfield is still Island Park, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and just know it's early season. So
yeah, what's out right now?
Maybe some
onions?
Spring onions, not the
yeah.
big bulb ones yet,
right.
but the spring onions. Maybe some salad greens. So just know it's early season.
Okay.
Right? So if you were trying to grow it in your garden, you'd probably be like, it's early season.
I right? got you.
So, but yeah. there's a variety of always different vendors, cookies, cakes, crafts, things along that line. So every week is different at the market, so make it part of your routine.
I snagged one of the an onion that had been in the ground for who knows how long at this point, and chomped on that bad boy because I like to eat them that way. It's
yes.
my favorite.
Okay,
that one was strong. It was like, whoa! My wife said, "Can you even swallow that?" I'm like, "Barely."
Yeah.
It was like very potent, but yeah. I don't know. Who knows how long that had been?
Yeah,
hanging around.
Radishes would be another thing that would be early season. So.
Oh right, yeah, yeah. There's some good stuff. I'm a radish person. The strong tasting stuff, for the most part, is what's available right now, right? And when do Brussels sprouts happen? Don't they happen early or no?
They should be a cool weather crop. Sometimes. I don't know if you'll find them at the farmer's market, but in season at the grocery store, you should get some good ones at this
okay.
time of the year.
So. That's Becky Reed right there, K-State Research and Extension. You talked about a wheat tour. Is that right?
Wheat
coming
tour,
up?
Yes. So Cali County has a wheat plot tour. We're sharing Jeff Seiler as an ag agent with Sedgwick County. So
okay.
that's great
All
to
right.
have an ag agent serving our community again. We had a few years without. And so we do have a wheat test plot that's across from Pleasant View Cemetery, just north of Ark City. And on Monday, May 18th at 10 o'clock, we'll have some K-State experts down doing what we call the wheat plot tour. And so they'll be looking at the various varieties and talking about, what's been good with this wheat season, what's happening. So if you need a field trip and you don't want to go far, join us for that. You don't even have to be a farmer. Just come on out.
Come out and see what's going on. See how
Absolutely.
The wheat's doing.
Yes.
Which people love to do, see how the wheat's doing.
Absolutely. And yeah. it will be an early season this year. So a lot of people
oh,
are
is
talking
it?
About that.
Right.
Probably late May. And, last
oh, really?
Year we were like late June, July. People
of
were
course,
still
yeah.
So it'll be significantly
different this year.
Different, yes.
Okay. Very good. It always amazes me how easily you and I can do 10 minutes, Becky. It's
we just
like
zip
we get
through.
There and it's like, boom. Anything else going on at K-State Research and Extension we need to know?
Just preparing for the summer. We'll have some programs at local libraries and in the community. So check us out for kids and adult programs.
Ticks, things like that. Watch out for that stuff. I'm sure that's getting ready to be here.
Yes, all the time. And just allergy. Just take care of yourself. Be healthy. And thrilled to be back. Thanks to KSOK yeah. Bob FM.
I forgot my FloNase today. And
oh,
I can tell it.
Yeah.
That's always bad. I walked out of the house. I got here. And I'm like, oh, man.
And you said
we were
that,
just
and,
talking
and,
to it's
and,
not good
and I didn't use my nose spray either, so there you go, we'll be both sniffly today.
My wife's always like, grab a Kleenex, dude, quit sniffling like that. All right, thanks Becky for
thanks,
coming in
Shane.
We appreciate it. Always good to hear from you. We'll be back. 95.9 Bob FM.
The remedy to that embarrassing itch. This is Bob.
If your ride's out of warranty and something big breaks, it could cost you thousands. Ludacris here. Let me put you on to the auto protection I trust, Endurance. With Endurance, you could never have to pay out of pocket for covered car repairs again. I'm talking about the pricey stuff. Drivetrain, transmission, electrical, AC, plus lots more. You pick the certified mechanic and Endurance pays them directly. No middlemen, no runaround. If your car is under 20 years old, you're covered with unlimited miles. Plus added benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and towing. And your rate won't go up no matter how many claims you file. Listen, saving money is the same as making money. So who's going to cover your next breakdown? You or Endurance? Right now, pick the plan that's right for you and get a full year of elite benefits.